Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, 96, and welcome back to 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and we're broadcasting from the National Historic Site, Star Fort, on Highway 248, 2 miles outside of town. And we're out here from 9 to 4 today, where we're celebrating 96, the key to victory through engineering. And like I said, the event will be from 9 till 4. You can walk the trail to meet the Patriots as they practice their siege skills, learn about their experiences, and how engineering played a vital role in the siege of Star Fort. Now, also next weekend, out at Star Fort, the 29th, they're going to have we're pulling for bats, and you can help. A bat eats a ton of insects, but they have a hard time finding healthy food when invasive plants are around. They're going to celebrate Bat Week by making our park healthier for bats and other wildlife. And you can join on October 29th to help remove invasive plants from the park. Please wear sturdy clothes, toed shoes, and bring your own water bottle, gloves, and snacks if desired. They will provide tools and water coolers to refill your bottle. They'll begin at 1 p.m. and end at 4 p.m. However, drop-ins are welcome if you cannot stay for the whole time. Now, also on October 29th, out in 96 Town Park, we're going to have a masquerade at the park, which is our annual Halloween event for the children. And they're going to have a bouncy house, hay rides, candy apple making, music, games, costume contest, and costume parade. And that'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. October 29th. So like I said, we're out here at Star Fort today. It's a beautiful fall day. It's going up to about 67 degrees. And it will be, like I said, a beautiful fall day. You can bring the kids and the family out and have a good time. There will be an engineering display of some sort out on the trail. I'm going to head back in the woods in a bit. I will make a video of that and put it up on YouTube so that you can see what's actually going on and maybe talk with the people who are doing the actual demonstration and find out a bit more for you. And like I said, we're at Star Fort 96 or Highway 248, 2 miles outside of town, just out past the high school. And the Siege of 96 took place in 1781, just months after American British troops traded musket fire at Lexington and Concord. First Southern land battle of the Revolutionary War was fought here in 96. Later in 1781, the longest siege of the war, 28 days, took place at 96. After an unsuccessful final assault by the Patriots, American forces withdrew, and 1 month later, the British abandoned 96, laying the fort and town in ruins. And the site of the siege of 1781 offers a unique opportunity to see Revolutionary War earthworks and understand how warfare was waged back in 1700. The story of the siege also offers insight into the strategies used by commanders of the opposing armies, Colonel John Harris, Kruger of the British Army, and Major General Nathaniel Green of the American Continental Army. Now, also, I had did some research and went up to Thaddeus Kosciuszko's house. I'll be putting up more information on him. He was a very busy man. He was he worked on the tunnel, which is here at Star Fort, and he also did some work up at West Point. So, he's a very busy man back then. And like I said, we'll provide a lot more detail about that shortly. Anyway, like I said, we're out here at Star Fort 96 from 9 to 4 today. And learn about the key to engineering, learn about the siege skills, and different things that happen during the siege. And there will be live demonstration down the walking trail a bit. Like I said, I'm going to go down and find out where the actual site is I will shoot some video and take some pictures and put up on YouTube so you can see. And once again, like I said, next weekend, October 29th, will be Bat Week. You can come down from 1 to 4 and help preserve the bats. And also, October 29th, we'll have Masquerade at the Park from 6 to 8 out in 96 Town Park. Event for the children, like I said, Bouncy House, Hay Rides, Candy Apple Making, Music Games, Costume Contest, and Costume Parade. And I guess that's it for now. I'm your host, Robert Hart, signing off. Bye-bye.